10th February that the body of those who were killed on January 27 in the Goma prison were buried by the team of local Red Cross. Bodies of 135 women and 25 kids spent 2 weeks in the prison of Goma without being evacuated. And this shocked locals of Goma, especially those staying around the prison, who were living these 2 weeks with the bad smells coming from the putrefaction of the bodies of these prisoners.
We understand that students were to return to school on Monday. How did that go?
The M23 administration asked schools to open their doors in order to allow Congolese students to restart their educational activities and to continue the schooling year. Monday, 10th February, had to be the first day of school since the M23 has the control of the city of Goma. But unfortunately, many students didn't respond to the call of M23. I personally talked to a headmaster of a Catholic school. He told me that he has fewer than 1% of his students. That's why he didn't even keep them. He allowed them to go back home and see if tomorrow many students will come. And this is following a communique. Many families didn't send their children to school, fearing on their security because of an unnamed communique of yesterday who was saying that any family who will send his children to school, he will be sacrificing them. We must mention that many families who fled from Goma took also their children who are also students.
Would you say that some normal life has returned to Goma?
Exactly. Every new day, things are changing in Goma, approaching the normal days, the normal activity, the normal life, even if some activity have not yet started in Goma. The M23 administration is pushing people to work normally in order to create this normal life in the city of Goma. According to a source of mine, the M23 told today, 10th February, to all IDP camps in the west of the city of Goma to leave the city within 3 days. They don't want to see anyone as an IDP in the city of Goma. They call them all to return in their villages as they are now under M23 control here in Goma and in their villages where they were from.